The roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The sergeant will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Phil Shaw of St. Michael, Minnesota. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as these senators approach the closing of the 2015 legislative session, we are grateful for the opportunity we have had in seeking your guidance in the difficult decisions these senators have faced. And we're asking that you will continue to assist them with the divine help that only you can provide. And we're asking that your hand will rest upon the people of our state that these senators have worked so hard to serve. And we need your help in these troublesome times. And I'm asking that you will bless these senators as they continue in their various secular vocations. And I'm asking that you bless and guide and protect them and their families. God, thank you for hearing our prayer. Amen.
To the flag. Public for which is one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you again.
You
too. Thank you.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Buck, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Siebens, Goy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Wieger, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please make note of those. Third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the messages.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following Senate Concurrent Resolution herewith returned. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6, a Senate Concurrent Resolution relating to conference committee meetings. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. And, Madam President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following Senate Concurrent Resolution herewith returned. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7, a Senate Concurrent Resolution relating to adjournment of the Senate and House of Representatives until 2016. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. And, Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate files herewith returned. Senate file number 495, a bill for an act relating to health requiring stroke transport protocols. Senate file number 253, a bill for an act relating to health occupations, providing for an interstate medical licensure compact project. And Senate file number 1371, a bill for an act relating to labor and industry, making housekeeping changes to the construction codes and licensing division. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. And Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments to concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file number 205, a bill for an act relating to campaign finance, modifying provisions related to the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board. Senate file number 205 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Bach. Senator Bach, on behalf of Senator Carlson.
Madam President, I lost Senator Carlson's message, but I've now found it.
It's coming.
Madam President, on behalf of Senator Carlson, I move the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 205, and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a light conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Madam President.
I'm sorry. Senator Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to rise here to object to the concurrence. I believe that the other body passed this bill unanimously, a very strong bipartisan vote, 126-0. And so, Madam President, I would object to not concurring and would urge my members to support the language that came over today and vote on this particular bill to support the not concurring. Thank you. I support concurring. Thank you. And roll call. Madam President, I've been asked to clarify.
Yeah, Senator Kiffmeyer, we'll take up the Bach motion first, and then we will take up your motion.
No. She doesn't have a motion.
No, Madam President, I believe.
Just opposing the Bach motion.
She should just vote against.
So are you opposing the Bach motion, Senator Kiffmeyer?
That would be correct.
All right, thank you. Okay, thanks. Is there any more discussion on the motion to not concur? Then all those in favor of the motion to not concur, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The motion does not prevail.
Division, Madam Chairman.
Division's been called. All those in favor of the motion that the Senate do not concur, please stand. Please remain standing. Some more members are coming into the chamber. There being 34 in favor, the motion does prevail. You may be seated. Secretary will read the next message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file number 455, a bill for an act relating to elections, modifying various provisions related to election administration. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Sieben.
Madam President, I move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 455 and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
Senator Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Madam President. Again, members, this is a bill, this language that has come over from the other body, passed 126-0. A very, very strong, you can't get any stronger than a bipartisan vote than 126-0. So, Madam President, I would ask my members to vote no on this motion to not concur. And a roll call.
Roll call has been requested. Roll call granted. Is there any more discussion on the motion to concur?
Not concur.
On the motion not to concur. The Secretary will take the roll. All members having voted that desire to vote, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 34 ayes and 23 nays, the motion does prevail. Secretary will read the next report. Message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce that the House has acceded to the request of the Senate for the appointment of a conference committee consisting of three members of the House on the amendments adopted by the House to the following Senate file. Senate File Number 86, a bill for an act relating to data practices, classifying data and providing procedures related to automated license plate readers and portable recording systems. There has been appointed as such committee on the part of the House, Cornish, Scott, and Schoen. Senate File Number 86 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Secretary will read the next message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce that the House has adopted the recommendation and report of the Conference Committee on Senate File Number 1265 and repassed said bill in accordance with the report of the committee so adopted. House File Number 1265, a bill for an act related to insurance, permitting individuals to contract with an insurance producer to advocate on the individual's behalf. Senate File Number 1265 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Members, please keep the noise down. Some members are signaling to me they can't hear. The Secretary will read the next message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce that the House refuses to concur in the Senate amendments to House File Number 1003. House File Number 1003, a bill for an act relating to local government, permitting local governments to donate certain surplus equipment to nonprofit organizations. The House respectfully requests that a conference committee of three members be appointed thereon. Lane, Nash, and Uglum have been appointed as such committee on the part of the House. House File Number 1003 is herewith transmitted to the Senate with the request that the Senate appoint a like committee. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Goodwin.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the Senate accede to the request of the House for a conference committee on House File 1003 and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with the light conference committee appointed by the part of the House.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading, referred as indicated. Motions and resolutions. These are authors' motions to be adopted and as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Ninth order, continuing under motions and resolutions, the Senate resolutions 186 and 187 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. Senator Wieger's not on the floor. Someone else going to read it? Does he have it? Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move a brief recess for the purpose of appointing conference committees.
On the motion to recess, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands in recess. What's the Wieger motion? The Senate will come to order. Senator Bach.
Madam President, is there a privilege report at the desk?
The Secretary will read the report.
Senator Bach from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be and they hereby are appointed as a conference committee on Senate File Number 455, Senators Sieben, Eakin, and Carlson. House File Number 1003, Senators Goodwin, Eaton, and Limmer. And Senate File Number 205, Senators Carlson, Sieben, and Rest. Senator Bach moves that the foregoing appointments be approved.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Jensen on the Conference Committee Report on 997.
I move that the foregoing recommendations and Conference Committee Report on Senate File 997 be now adopted and that the bill be repassed as amended by the Conference Committee.
Senator Jensen, could you tell us about the report?
Thank you, Madam President. During the Conference Committee, we accepted the Senate language on several provisions, but we added a House provision that involves disability income coverage to make sure that disability income protection, that it is not inconsistent with the laws of the state. And then we also added language to the bill that requires the or just asks the Commissioner of Commerce to make some recommendations to the chairs and ranking members of the House and Senate about standards governing the approval of actuarially justified rate increases for long-term care insurance policies. And those were the changes that we made to the bill.
Senator Gazelka.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, it's not often that Representative Atkins and Senator Gazelka agree, and we do on this one as well as the other conferees. It's a very, very good bill. It'll help people that want to invest in a long-term care insurance policy to have the care they need into the future, and it also helps the state of Minnesota.
Is there any more discussion? The Secretary will give Senate File 9... adopt the motion. All those in favor of the motion to adopt the conference committee report, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Any further discussion? Seeing none, the Secretary will give Senate File 997 its third reading.
Senate File Number 997, a bill for an act relating to insurance, long-term care, reducing the minimum permitted inflation protection for a long-term care insurance partnership policy.
Secretary will take the roll.
I told him, I said, see what happens. Touch it and see what happens. Hey, it's purple day.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're out of here anyway. Bach is standing up. That must be an adjournment.
What's up with this one? Did you just have a story? It got better. This one?
No.
All members having voted that desire to vote, Secretary will close the roll. There being 57 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and is titled agreed to. Announcements of Senate interest. Are there any announcements? So we're still remaining in motion. Remaining under motions, Senator Bach.
Madam President, members, we're going to spend the rest of the day giving the conference committees an opportunity to meet. I'm going to make a motion to recess and just want to share with you that I think we'll probably come back sometime after dinner. And if we have any work to do, we'll do it. If not, it may be later before we come back. So, Madam President, I move a recess to the call of the chair.
On that motion, is there any discussion? On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands in recess. The Senate will come to order. Without objections, remaining under motions, messages from the House, the Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce that the House has adopted the recommendation and report of the Conference Committee on Senate File Number 997 and repassed said bill in accordance with the report of the committee so adopted. Senate File Number 997, a bill for an act relating to insurance, long-term care, reducing the minimum permitted inflation protection for a long-term care insurance partnership policy. Senate File Number 997 is herewith returned to the Senate, signed Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Eighth order of business, introduction, first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar addendum are given their first reading and referred as indicated with the following changes. Senate File 2211 is referred to the Committee on State and Local Government. Senate File 2213 is referred to the Committee on State and Local Government. First reading. Without objection, the following members will be excused from today's session. Senators Thompson, Westrom, Ortman, Rosen, Champion, Dahl, Lori, Stump, Uyghur all day. Senator Hahn, 1210 to 1235. Are there any announcements? And Senator Bach. I'm sorry, Senator Dibble, I didn't see you.
Thank you, Madam President. The Transportation Conference Committee will be meeting immediately following session in room 200 of the State Office Building.
Are there any other announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President and members, the plan for tomorrow, I believe the Higher Ed Conference Committee is at the Revisor's Office. Judiciary, we expect, will follow shortly. Senator Dibble, we hope to get transportation to the Revisor's tonight. E-12 is going pretty well. We expect that could end up in the Revisor's Office tonight. So we would plan on taking them up tomorrow when we get here. The HHS discussions are going much quicker than we had expected, so we're hopeful that before the night's out that could be at the Revisor's Office. That one, as all of you know, take more than a day for the Revisor to prepare for the conferees to sign. So things are coming along pretty well, and with that, Madam President, I move the Senate do not adjourn until Sunday, May 17th, 3 p.m.
Without objection, the following members will be excused from today's session. Senator Dahl, 12 to 12:35 p.m. Senator Champion, 12 to 12:35 p.m. On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.